A U.S. warplane shot down a Syrian jet. Here's why that's a big deal. By Jared Malzin. An American fighter jet shot down a Syrian government bomber in the eastern part of the country on Sunday in one of the clearest signs yet of an open conflict between the United States and the regime of Syrian President Bashar Assad. The downing of the Syrian plane raises the possibility of future fighting between pro-Assad forces and U.S. forces that are deployed in Syria in support of Syrian militias battling the Islamic State. During the first 6 years of the Syrian crisis, the United States supported rebel groups fighting Assad, but avoided direct conflict with his forces. That changed on April 6th when U.S. President Donald Trump ordered a cruise missile attack on a Syrian airbase in response to a chemical attack that killed more than 70 people, including civilians. Now it has engaged in air-to-air combat in Syria for the very first time. The U.S. military said that it shot the Syrian plane down in order to protect American-backed Syrian militia forces from an attack by pro-regime troops. According to a statement from the U.S.-led military coalition, regime forces attacked the town of Jadin, south of Tabqa, at approximately 4:30 p.m. on Sunday. An American F/A-18E Super Hornet shot down the Syrian Su-22 after it bombed near members of the Syrian Democratic Forces in the town of Jadin, south of Tabqa. The American military has now struck pro-regime forces at least four times, including the cruise missile strike on Shayrat Air Base in Syria's Homs province in April. U.S. warplanes bombed a Syrian government-flagged convoy as it approached a U.S. coalition garrison at Al-Tanf near Syria's border with Jordan and Iraq on May 19th. The U.S. struck regime forces again when a Syrian tank, artillery, and armored vehicles approached the base again on June 6th. The shooting down of a jet marks an escalation, however, as conflict spirals among rival powers for control of eastern Syria. In its campaign to dislodge ISIS, the U.S. supports the SDF, a Kurdish-majority militia force who now control a major portion of northeast Syria. Supported by an estimated 1,000 U.S. Army soldiers and Marines, those forces are currently advancing on ISIS's de facto capital in the city of Raqqa. The coalition said it struck the Syrian plane in order to protect allied forces in a show of force. Following the initial Syrian airstrike, the coalition also said it contacted the Russian military, which supports Assad's forces, in order to de-escalate the situation. The statement did not mention the fate of the pilot of the Syrian aircraft. The coalition's mission is to defeat ISIS in Syria and Iraq, the statement added. The coalition does not seek to fight Syrian regime, Russia, or pro-regime forces partnered with them, but will not hesitate to defend coalition or partner forces from any threat. In a communique carried by state media, the Syrian military called the downing of the plane an act of flagrant aggression, adding that it reveals the evil intentions of the U.S. in administering terrorism and investing it to pass the U.S. Zionist project in the region. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov chided the United States for not cooperating with the Assad government. Any actions on the ground, and there are many participants there, including those who carry out military operations, should be coordinated with Damascus, he said, according to Russia's TASS news agency. Assad, who has stated that his aim is to retake all of Syria, has never granted his consent to the expanding U.S. military operation against ISIS. Sam Heller, a Beirut-based analyst at the Century Foundation, tells Time that the government attack on SDF forces on Sunday is a sign that Assad aims to disrupt the U.S.-led campaign in eastern Syria. All the initiative is on their end, he says. What we do is likely to continue to be entirely reactive, and then, hopefully, it doesn't accidentally escalate into something that is larger and impossible to control, he adds in a phone interview. In another sign of rising tensions, Iran fired missiles into Syria, saying it struck ISIS targets in response to a gun and bomb rampage carried out by the group in Tehran on June 7th. Iran is a key supporter of the Assad regime, although there was no indication the missile strike was related to the downing of the Syrian plane. The incident also underscores a strategic dilemma for U.S. commanders and officials handling Syria. Even if the American-backed campaign succeeds in expelling ISIS from its territories in Syria, the Assad regime will remain in its rump state, and the larger Syrian civil war will remain unresolved. Stomping on ISIS is not a vision for a future Syria, says Heller. Former U.S. President Barack Obama called on Assad to step down in 2011 as a popular uprising consumed Syria during a year of revolt across the Arab world that ejected the autocratic leaders of Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, and Yemen. As Syria's revolution turned to war, the U.S. sided with armed opposition groups but stopped short of directly attacking Assad's forces. Bolstered by Iranian, Russian, and other foreign support, Assad managed to halt and reverse some of his losses, recapturing the crucial city of Aleppo in December 2016, effectively ending the rebels' hopes of winning the war outright. In 2014, the United States launched a campaign of airstrikes against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, shifting the focus of American policy away from Assad and toward rolling back ISIS.